This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Members of the U.S. Senate will spend Wednesday asking their questions about the issues involved in the impeachment of President Trump after spending parts of 6 days listening to a group of lawmakers from the House of Representatives make a case for convicting the president and his lawyers arguing he did nothing wrong. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Danger, danger, danger.
Jay Sekulow says kicking the president out on these charges would set a horrible precedent, saying Democrats want him gone only because they don't like his policies. He's also swiping at former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, whose unpublished book is said to contradict a key defense argument. He writes the president wanted to keep aid from Ukraine until it agreed to investigate Joe Biden.
It is not a game of leaks and unsourced manuscripts.
Bolton has offered to testify, but Republicans are resisting calling him or other witnesses. Some senators back issuing a subpoena for the manuscript so they can see it for themselves, but only in a secure room, which top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls absurd.
It's a book. There's no need for it to be read in the skiff unless you want to hide something.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced on Wednesday the Australian government is moving to evacuate its citizens from Wuhan as a result of the deadly new virus.
We have taken a decision this morning to prepare a plan for an operation to provide some assisted departures for isolated and vulnerable Australians in Wuhan and the Hubei province.
There are currently 5 cases of the new virus in Australia, and the country's chief medical officer said they are all in stable condition. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Russia and Hong Kong have closed some border crossings with mainland China over fears of contagion, the deadly coronavirus, which has killed more than 100 people in China. Infections have been found in more than a dozen countries. Joe Davies has more.
Checkpoints now surround China's lockdown area, home to nearly 60 million people, and the epicenter of the coronavirus's rising global health concerns. Every driver and passenger that passes in and out of Hubei province here is tested. Anyone found with a high temperature is told to go to a hospital immediately. 3 Russian regions have now closed their borders with China, and Hong Kong has suspended its high-speed rail and ferry services to the mainland. Leader Carrie Lam urged all residents of the city currently on the mainland to return as soon as possible and stay home for 2 weeks. Telling that everyone at her news conference was wearing a protective mask, including the leader herself. In Japan, the government is sending a chartered flight to Wuhan to evacuate its citizens. France, the US, Germany and Spain are among other countries doing the same.
That was Joe Davies reporting. President Trump unveiled his plan for peace in the Middle East Tuesday, but it has already been rejected by Palestinian leaders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
My vision presents a win-win opportunity for both sides.
President Trump at a White House ceremony surrounded by Israeli and Christian leaders, but no Palestinian officials, unveiled his vision of Israel annexing its settlements in the occupied territory, keeping most of Jerusalem and allowing a Palestinian capital in the outskirts of East Jerusalem.
A realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security.
While the Israeli prime minister was ecstatic, there were protests in the West Bank, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said 1,000 no's to the proposal, calling it nonsense. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And U.S. President Donald Trump is set to sign a new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada today, Wednesday. The White House ceremony will not include key Democrats from the House of Representatives who helped get bipartisan approval of the measure in Congress. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement replaces the 26-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement known as NAFTA. The deal will not be fully implemented until it's ratified by Canada. Mexico completed its ratification last year. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.